It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days will wrap up today. It's an annual event that draws tens of thousands of people to see the latest in agricultural equipment and field demonstrations.
Hundreds of exhibitors are gathered on the grounds of the Chippewa Valley Music Festival and Close Farms in Cadott. And this year, a 70-foot soil pit is drawing our attention to soil conservation and sustainable farming practices.
Tim Myland is Area Resource Soil Scientist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service, and Myland serves 21 counties in northwest Wisconsin. Tim, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited to be here. I am taking a little bit of a break from Farm Technology Days this morning to do the interview, but I'm very excited to be here.
Well, take us to the pit. It must be a little bit damp there, I would imagine. How would you describe the soil demonstration?
Well, you know, it actually even starts before the pit. We have hands-on activities for kids. So we have a grow your own plant. We have these plastic test tubes, and we put a little gravel in the bottom. I have the kids do that, add some topsoil, and plant their own basil plant. So they can take that home and see the importance of soil and growing plants. And then as you move down a little bit further, we actually have soil painting. So we took four different types of soil, mixed them with a little bit of acrylic paint to help it stick on the canvas. And then kids or adults can dip their hands in that paint, and we have a canvas to document that they were there based on soil. So couple of really neat activities there. And then we do get to the pit. So the pit is 70 feet long, actually with the ramps almost 100 feet long. But we enter the pit, and once you get down inside there, you can actually see the different soil layers. So as soil scientists, we call these soil layers horizons. So you get the earthworm's view of the different soil layers. We have a nice topsoil layer in there. There is evidence of previous tillage that took place. The fest grounds were historically a farm field. So you can see the evidence of that. And you can also see different other features in there, such as wormholes and roots that are penetrating through the soil. We have two different soil layers in there. We have a nice fertile topsoil that's texture of silt loam, and down below we have a dense till. So these soils were deposited 11,000-12,000 years ago with the last glaciation. So it's really exciting to see the different features in a 100-foot pit and also see the variation within those soils. So that's the first part of the pit, and then we also have a bunch of other displays in there. You had mentioned soil health. And we have displays with a corn plant showing more of a conventional agricultural system with platy structures. So basically compaction from tillage and from the weight of farm tractors. And then we also have a sample that's from a fence row showing really good soil aggregation. The structure is granular in shape and sort of like cottage cheese that we speak of.
There is so much going on in that area, in your soil demonstration area. And I'm, you know, going back to even the basil and the kids, you know, soil is where healthy food begins. And without it, it's really hard to grow that food. Is there a lack of knowledge about how soil affects us all?
You know, I think there is. You know, a lot of people take soil for granted. As a soil scientist, yes, I'm maybe a little bit biased on that, but, you know, having people look at, you know, what a healthy soil looks like, actually touching it, smelling it. There's something called geosmin, which is actually the smell of a healthy soil. But I think starting at the kid level is a great place to be. You know, as adults, we take things for granted, obviously, but, you know, at a younger age, kids just love to get their hands in the soil, look at things, poke around at things. So yeah, I think this is a perfect opportunity to get everyone involved.
And you work in a 21 county region. How would you describe the overall health of Wisconsin soils in your region?
You know, that's a very good question. I would say personally, in the last 10 years, I've seen a lot more effort being put towards soil health. And it's not only the agricultural community. You know, there are other private landowners as well. I mean, folks with lawns planting in more diverse pollinator gardens. A lot of farmers now are incorporating cover crops and no-till systems. So, you know, I think there's room to improve, but I do think there is definitely steps in the right direction. I'm really confident that we're just going to keep improving as things go on. But we do have a ways to go.
We're talking about soil health as Wisconsin's annual Farm Technology Days features a unique demonstration area that includes a 70-foot soil pit. And we have area resource soil scientist Tim Myland, who's here from the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. Tim, what are ways in which Wisconsin farmers are preserving their soil, especially topsoil?
You know, there's a lot of different things we can do. We talk about the soil health principles, so keeping things covered, so having things like cover crops, leaving residue in fields, using minimal tillage, trying to cut back wherever we can. Also, you know, minimizing disturbances as far as chemicals or the physical features, and also adding diversity, so adding different types of cover crops, adding manure or cattle to the land also can help the microbes in the soil really start activating the soil microbiota that are living there that we necessarily can't see.
That strikes me as really interesting, adding manure or cattle to the land, because that too is a really sensitive issue because of the issues over runoff. What do you see there?
Well, I think part of it is just, you know, obviously, proper amounts and timing. You know, historically, if you thought about the soils of Wisconsin, there were many different animals, bison, elk, etc., that were also, you know, depositing manure on the soil. So I think everything is a balance. It's that popular saying or the common saying of, you know, everything in moderation. And then the timing is correct. I think those nutrients are very important to the soil.
You talked about farmers working on cover crops and no-till systems, and Wisconsin Act 5 that was signed into law last year expands access to grants to help farmers reduce the amount of pollution that comes from their farming operations. Do you think, are these grants impacting soil health?
You know, I'm not really familiar about the grants themselves, but I
Okay.
think anytime we have an opportunity to, you know, provide some assistance and encourage landowners to, you know, take care of their land and also try different things with their operations to try to get them in the right direction. I think it's a great idea.
How do you bridge, though, a potential gap between the research on soil health, the latest techniques, and then the real-world application on the farm to get the better uptake on soil health management practices?
You know, I really think a big part of this is communication. You know, as a soil scientist, I'm very tuned into the soil portion, but we also have agronomists. So I think it's really a combination of feet on the ground, working with different organizations, including universities, including local agronomists, farmers groups. We have a number of farmers groups that are coming together to look at how they can apply these soil health principles on their local soils and share that information with each other. So I don't think it's an individual thing. This is a group effort by everyone that's involved, and I really see some progress taking place.
Well, let's shine a light on the Wisconsin state soil, the Antigo silt loam, described as productive, well-drained soil by your Natural Resources Conservation Service. How could our state improve and protect the state soil?
Well, you know, in 1983, a professor called Francis Hole in UW-Madison did come up and petition the state of Wisconsin for the Antigo silt loam. So it is a very fine soil. We even have a soil song
I
that
thought you
he.
were gonna. I heard soil, and then
I'm
song
not going
came
to
out.
sing this
Oh,
song.
come
Oh,
on.
no. I will talk about it, but we'll leave that to Francis Hole. But no, there's many things we can do. Anago Silt Loam is from the Anago area. We actually have a roadside information sign there that talks about it. But you know, it's like anything. We take soil for granted, and really, when you think about it, soil is probably the most valuable resource we have. Every square foot of Wisconsin has a soil survey done on soil mapping, except for Milwaukee, and we're currently mapping soils in Milwaukee. So it is such a valuable resource, and people can access this information through a website called Web Soil Survey. Just Google it, and it doesn't matter where you're at in Wisconsin, or for that fact, most of the United States, and you can get that information to help you make really good decisions on utilizing and protecting your soil.
So, Tim, circling back down into that soil pit, is there a common question you get as you show people what is under our feet?
You know, I think people are just amazed at what you can see. For 70-foot length, you can see 4 feet deep. All the activity, a lot of times people ask, like, where did the soil come from? What is what, why, what does it feel like? And we'll just hand them a sample and say, you know, feel for yourself. Feel the smoothness of the loess, which is the windblown silts. And they're amazed at how deep that night crawlers can and actually penetrate into the soil. And here's a really funny thing, Kate. This morning we have some staff up there, and we did have some rain last night and this morning, and we actually had a little bit of a geyser coming into the side of the pit because there was a night crawler hole outside in the grass, and it connected into the pit. So it was literally
Someone.
we called it the fountain of youth at the soil pit. So
Someone's been
yeah,
busy.
see
Well, Tim, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I'm very happy to be a part of this, and I would really encourage people next year, I think, to see the soil pit every
Tim Myland from Wisconsin Technology Days here on WPR.